Now, we're going to stay with another Kerry success story because I'm delighted to say that we're joined on the line by Martin Shanahan, originally from Abbey-Dorney. You would know him best as former CEO of the IDA, chief executive of the IDA, and he has recently taken over the position of partner and head of industry and foreign direct investment at Grant Thornton Ireland. Martin, good morning and thank you for joining us on Kerry today, and thank you for your time. First of all, congratulations on the position.
Thank you.
Could you first of all outline for us Grant Thornton? We hear the name of the company a lot, very influential, clearly very important, but who are they and exactly what is their business?
Thanks, Ratha. So, listen, great to be with you. Grant Thornton is a global professional services company with a presence in over 140 companies, and globally about 68,000 people work for Grant Thornton. I joined Grant Thornton Ireland as partner and head of industry and foreign direct investment, as you mentioned. Grant Thornton is one of the fastest growing professional services firms in Ireland. It employs over 2,700 people here, and it provides services in the area of business consulting, advisory, tax, accountancy, audit, and an ever-growing number of services to companies. The demands from companies have expanded exponentially over the years as businesses become more sophisticated, and companies like Grant Thornton have also expanded their service offering to help companies to continue on their growth path.
And as someone from rural Ireland, as someone who grew up in Abbey-Dorney, you know, what potential is there to increase foreign direct investment so that can have a real benefit for counties such as Kerry?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's always potential to continue to increase foreign direct investment into counties like Kerry. But it's also important to say that it is very challenging and difficult. And, you know, companies largely want to go to large urban areas. That's normally their first choice. And that's not just in Ireland, that's globally. That's what we see in the trends. And then they look, I suppose, at different regions or different counties, and what they're interested in is, you know, the quality of the infrastructure. They're looking at what companies are already in that region or county. They're looking at the skills availability. They're looking at what the property solutions are, you know, an office or a manufacturing building. They're looking at the cost of locating there and so on. And that's how they're making their decisions. And, you know, not all regions, you know, are equal in that regard, because they have different sizes, different population densities, and so on. So that's how companies make their decisions. Having said all of that, you know, Ireland has been hugely successful at attracting foreign direct investment. In recent years, we have been much more successful at getting that investment to move outside of Dublin and Cork. But that's a continuing endeavour and not easy, and I can attest to that from my time in IDA.
Because the cost of housing has become so prohibitive, and indeed housing itself has become scarce in Dublin and indeed Cork as well, and other big urban centres, isn't there an opportunity for maybe for FDI, for big international companies to look and say, well, okay, the cost of living in Dublin, for example, has become very prohibitive. Let's have a look and see at locating or establishing a base in a more rural or a less urbanised area.
Yeah, I think that's definitely an attractor. And I suppose what we have seen, particularly post the pandemic, is more and more companies looking at areas and locations which maybe weren't on their radar previously. And there is an increased phenomenon as well of, I suppose, of people working remotely with companies. It depends on the sector. Some companies are very comfortable with that, some are less comfortable with that. But it is increasingly possible for somebody living in Kerry to have a remote role, even if the company isn't establishing in Kerry. And I think, you know, one of the things Kerry definitely has to offer is the quality of life piece. And that's increasingly important as well, because all companies are looking for talent. People want to live and work in places that they like and that they can achieve a good quality of life. So I think that is probably one of Kerry's strongest suits.
And staying on the issue of the housing problem, should companies interested in establishing themselves here, or those indeed who already have a foothold, should they look at helping provide housing for staff? That, with the crisis that is so deep, should the companies that benefit from our very educated workforce and from our tax system indeed, should they take a more direct role in helping address the housing shortage? That's been something that's been proffered by the likes of economists in recent times, that maybe companies need to be more direct in helping to provide housing for staff.
So I think firstly to say that some companies have now taken a step to provide temporary accommodation for new team members while they find their feet, and so that they have a place to live, over and maybe a number of months. But my experience of working with FDI companies is that they don't want to be in the business of building houses or managing accommodation. That's not their core business. And I think, to be honest, it's probably unrealistic to expect that it's an area that they will go further into. But on your point of should they be doing more, I mean, it's important to say, what I think those companies already contribute. And, multinationals contribute about $30 billion per annum directly into the economy through their payroll, through the materials and services that they buy from Irish companies. They're responsible for, over $300 billion in exports. They're responsible for 80% of all corporation tax in this country, and about 40% of all income tax comes from employees employed in those companies. So, that's what helps pay for education, for health, for social protection, and for housing. So the companies are already contributing a lot to their presence here.
And speaking about corporation tax, Martin Shanahan, the percentage of corporation tax receipts being paid by just 10 companies in this country has grown to 57%. How do we address this over-reliance on a few multinationals if, heavens forbid, they decide to up sticks and leave?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, the first thing I would say is that the fact that we have these companies and the fact that they pay so much corporation tax here is of a huge advantage to Ireland. And, the FDI that we've built up in Ireland is the envy of, most other countries in the world. The fact that, I think it's also important to say that the top taxpayers, you mentioned the top 10, they haven't been consistent over the last number of years, in the sense of that, the top 10 has changed. While we don't know the names, because, revenue doesn't reveal that information, they have said that, the top 10, there's been people moved in and out of that that level. So we have more companies than that paying a lot of tax. The tax in itself isn't an issue. It's if you're using that tax income for current annual expenditure, if something happens to that tax take, that you're no longer able to pay your annual commitments. So, I think the current government's approach would appear to be that they will use that element of the tax that we're taking for that, we can rely on for current expenditure, and then use what might be regarded as excess tax or windfall taxes for capital expenditure or investing in funds for the rainy day. That seems to be the approach. But the fact that we have these multinationals is a huge plus, and the fact that we have so much corporation tax from them is an absolute plus in terms of helping to fund the running of this economy.
Should they be paying more tax? I know the government plans to raise the country's corporate tax rate for large companies from 12.5% up to 15%. But are they paying enough, given the fact that they do benefit from the facilities in this country, from a very educated workforce, from a very pro-business environment? Do they need to pay more?
So as you point out, Trasta, they are going to pay more, or at least companies that have over $750 million in revenue are going to pay more from the 1st of January 2024 is the plan. And Ireland's corporation tax rate, which has been at 12.5% for quite some time, will increase for those companies. And you know, my view is that that will not have any impact on the those companies operating here. But I think it's also important to say that, you know, the fact that we've had a stable tax regime and rate for so many years is of huge advantage when we're marketing Ireland for foreign direct investment. Companies want to know exactly what they're going to pay. And I would say the stability is as important as the rate itself. The tax approach that Ireland has adopted has been hugely successful. And, you know, it has brought, you know, the very significant amounts of corporate tax that that you were referring to a few moments ago. So I think, you know, there's a balance here. One could tax more, but one might get actually less tax in by doing that. So it's striking the right balance.
And what's your view of the government being, it looks there's like the government is set to approve measures to ensure that a windfall tax on energy companies will be introduced before the summer recess of the Dáil?
Yeah, I mean, I think this has been heralded for quite a few months. I think it's just in now going, I think reports suggest that it's going to be considered by Cabinet today. And then I think it seems that the discussion has moved on to how that might be used, and that's a matter for government.
Finally, Martin, if I could ask you, how has being from, you know, Abbey Dorney, growing up in Kerry, how has it informed you professionally, how, if at all, and your whole outlook on life?
I suppose to say, being from Kerry keeps me grounded. I just need to go home to visit for that. And I suppose, I mean, I grew up in Kerry in Abbey Dorney in the 70s and 80s. Obviously a great place to grow up, but it was also a very difficult time economically and and from an employment perspective and so on. So I think it probably it informed me in the sense that I understand as well as anyone the importance of investment in communities, of the availability of jobs. I think it gave me a strong sense of public service, and hence why I spent 23 years in the public service, almost exclusively focused on industrial development during that time. It's why during my time in IDA, I was focused on winning investments for regional locations, and we made some progress in that. But listen, we'll never have that entirely solved. People will always want more.